All right, Stephen A. Leahy, time to put you front and center, my friend. And you're talking about Illinois tax amnesty. What is this?
So I want everybody to know this because it's a very short window. The window's coming October 1st through November. If you owe the state of Illinois, they will accept just the taxes. I don't tell. In general, when people come to see me, they say, I don't mind paying the taxes, but the penalties and interest, they'll kill you. And so the Illinois.
Was that your Hochberg impression right there a little bit, Stephen?
Kind of a little bit,
I guess. Okay. So they are saying for 2 months, October and November.
October 1st. They just putting this out now.
Okay.
They've talked about it. They passed
it. Oh, he's getting
it.
The glasses on. I fooled him on something here. You said through November, so I just... But it's important to get these dates right.
It is important. And again, this is what... This... They put it out about a month ago or 2 months ago, and the state approved it. But they haven't come up with all of the particulars yet. And so one of the things...
They better hurry up. It starts October 1st.
I understand, and that's one of the problems. So what I'm encouraging people is to go to fightbacknow.com, sign up for my daily email, because I talk about this stuff all the time. And as it comes out, I'm putting more and more out there as they leak out this information without telling you. And it's a lot like this veteran property tax. They pass this stuff. It's great. But if you never hear about it, it doesn't do you any good.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing now with this amnesty, right? It's a great program. It'll help a lot of people. But if you never hear about it, what good is it?
They're not spending money on advertising for these things.
And so, and so you have to. So
this will waive the penalty in the interest
and the
too?
Interest. Yes,
on income tax
on state income tax.
Wow,
any income tax that the Illinois Department of Revenue collects. So not property taxes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but anything that the Illinois Department of Revenue collects.
That's a huge opportunity for people that have big balances.
Absolutely. What's the big issue? You have to pay the tax in full.
Yeah.
So you can't you're not going to make any payments on it.
But Stephen, some of the interest in the penalties, yes. Sometimes more than the tax.
Absolutely, especially older, right? The older the tax. I think it's from 2000. I'll get the
We got a news break coming up. You can refresh your iPad that you've got in front of you and those glasses, which are just stellar, Stephen.
They had these.
You got your cheaters.
They've done this before. The state of Illinois has done it before when they're looking for. They need the cash.
But I think it's a win-win.
It is a win-win.
We need the cash. We need it now.
100%.
And you get the amnesty for it. That newsletter, fightbackdown.com, free newsletter?
It's free. So, and again, we talk about taxes, anything small business owners need to know. And this is one of them. Because who owes the Illinois Department of Revenue money? Business owners.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you're a W-2, they're taking it out of your check.
Yeah, you don't
know. You're paying your taxes.
Is there a website you can go to see if you owe taxes?
That's a great question.
To see if you owe.
Yeah.
You go to the taxillinois.com. The
Illinois Department of Revenue. Tax.illinois.gov.
That's what it is, yes.
And I know that only because as a small business owner, I didn't renew something or the other before I started working with you, Stephen, and you helped me out with that now. But I had owed them like $75. There was a penalty for 20. I didn't re-register my business. Again, these things as small business owners that you don't think about, and then in March you find out that you owe twice as much as you thought you did because you missed a deadline.
Yeah.
And
you're talking about the franchise fee every year. If you're a corporation, right, I got to pay every year. How many people start an LLC or something like that, and they say, "Well, I have an LLC. Well, did you pay last year's? Did you pay every year? I didn't know you had to pay every year."
Yeah,
there's a fee.
I will say the tax.illinois.gov site is fairly easy to use. Mm-hmm. So you've got to create an account for yourself. You enter some information. I use it for my business and then also one for my personal taxes, mm-hmm. and it is pretty easy. I do the quarterly estimated payments to the state. And it's a pretty easy site to use. I just always like to highlight when a government website's actually somewhat easy to use.
Actually,
it doesn't happen all the time.
Actually, this Illinois Department of Revenue is very good in processing things. They're easy to work with, but they're very...
Stop the clip right there, Ben. The Illinois Department of Revenue is very good. Quote from Stephen A. Leahy. That's all we need.
I'm gonna expand on that by saying, okay.
Well, we're right up against the news time, Steve. I'm sorry. Steve's going to tell us what he doesn't like about the Illinois Department of Revenue after the news on WGN.
Now back to John Hansen and Home Sweet Home Chicago.
4:36. Hello, everyone. John in for David. The Mega Pros Texan photo line open. phone line too, 312-981-7200. You can chat with Stephen A. Leahy about taxes or tax amnesty here in Illinois, anything along those lines. If you want to know a little bit more about Lindholm Roofing, all that they do with the change into the seasons, we got Michael. I want to call you Michael Lindholm. I'm sure you get that from other people, Michael Houston. Yeah, sometimes. Let me turn on your microphone. Man, I'm pulling Hochbergs left and right. And Amy Farrell, we haven't quite gotten to dive into all that you do at Access, but we're going to be doing that in a moment, and we'll take all your questions or concerns about just getting your home ready for whatever issue you might be having, already had, or could in the future, or your parents or such, and all that you guys do, because it's a ton of services at Access. Stephen, just as we wrap up your conversation about the amnesty program, I don't know if you looked up any of the deadlines again.
Yeah, so let's talk about, you got to pay between October 1st and November 17th.
Whoa. Okay, so that's quick.
Yeah, it's they don't give you a big opportunity.
They need that money. What are those, Illinois got a,
and it waives
they got
all,
holiday spending
and
in Illinois?
All penalties and interest.
Yeah.
So you have to pay the underlying tax in 100% in full. Now, here's a good thing. They'll take credit cards. Better to put it on a credit card and waive all of that interest and
true.
And penalties. You know, if you don't have the money, because otherwise you're gonna miss this opportunity.
A credit card's interesting. I worry about that for some people. You could maybe, there are some 0% cards for 15 months. Maybe if you put your tax bill on that and make sure you don't put anything else on
I agree with that.
Divide that payment into 15 to space it all out, because you're right. If it's a $20,000 tax bill, but your penalties are $10,000, put that on the credit card. Try and pay it off. Maybe get that 0% balance.
Now, the best thing when I help people with the IRS is, you know, and the best, generally, if you owe the IRS, you generally owe the Illinois Department of Revenue too.
Yeah,
So I said something nice that they had a good website, so you kind of jumped on that.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
But one thing I could tell you that the IRS is terrible. But the Illinois Department of Revenue is much more aggressive than the IRS.
Going after you.
Making it hard for you to pay them.
See, that's interesting, because you think some people would be like, well, I know I owe the state, I know I owe the feds, but I'm not worried about the state. They're not going to come after
me. Well, here's what the state does. If you have a business that needs a license, realtor, if you're a realtor, and I don't know, but if you ever looked at how many different professions need a license in Illinois, it's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you want to braid hair, you have to have a license
to braid hair.
Yes. And the list,
that's a good out for my niece. Every time she asks me to braid her hair, I'm gonna be like, I don't have a license. I can't do this.
So but what happens is, if you owe the Illinois Department of Revenue, they'll take your license away from you.
Wow.
And you won't be, what's the first objection people have? Well, how am I gonna pay them if I don't have?
That's a good point,
and I've used that with the Illinois Department of Revenue, and here's their response. You'd be surprised how people can come up with money if you're gonna lose their license.
Yeah.
So and it's true, right?
They use the stick approach as opposed to the carrot. Yeah,
and that, I always say that, you know, that now that happens with the IRS now. When Obama came in, one of the things that he instituted with the IRS is taking away your passport. So if you owe the IRS money and you don't, and you're in collections, they will freeze your passport.
Now, was that done for fear of you fleeing, or they just
are trying to
do a pinpoint? Hey, you don't want to get on your European vacation if you owe us money.
Exactly. Now, if you have a passport, it's not gonna cancel. So if I'm out of the country and I won't be able to get back in.
Yeah.
No, I've had this.
Yeah, I bet.
But generally, when you try to renew it, or if you don't have one and you try to go out and get one, then there'll be a problem.
So that's still in effect?
That's still in effect, yes.
Are they going to send you a letter and let you know at least?
They do. They send you a letter. Now, your passport's through the State Department, and so when you're trying to get it back, mm-hmm. you know, you have to go through the IRS, and then you have to go through the State Department. So to a government
man,
and
throw Social Security in the mix, and you're going to be dead before you get that passport. You ain't going anywhere.
Exactly. And no Social Security.
Now here's another thing I'm going to say good about the Illinois Department of Revenue.
Whoa, everyone, ears up, ears perked up.
You usually owe them a lot less than you owe the IRS.
That's true.
So it's easier to fix it,
right?
Because in Illinois it's 5%, 5 point something percent. So you're going to owe them less because you know the IRS might be 27%, 37% of your income.
Now, Stephen,
so you're gonna owe them a lot more money.
I want to break this down for people because you've got your irons in a lot of fires. You help people out when they owe the IRS money, back taxes. Mm-hmm. That's your fight back now. You work with them to do that. Another big part of your business is these small businesses, where your model isn't just, hey, you're going to pay me in April when I do, or March, excuse me, for S-Corps or corporations. The deadline's
March
15th. I'm learning. You don't do it that way where it's like, hey, pay me X amount then, and then I'll see you next year. You do it by a subscription service. Tell people why you do that.
Well, there's a couple of reasons why. I've been doing this a long time, and first it goes back to the people who owe money, right? When you get into a plan with the IRS, it's not, what I've learned is oftentimes owing the IRS is not really the problem. Often the real problem is bookkeeping or something else like that. And so if I get you into a payment plan and we don't fix your bookkeeping problem, payment plan with the IRS there's a requirement that you stay in compliance moving forward. And so if I get you into a payment plan and then next year you don't file your tax return on time, everything we did is gone.
Right.
And so you got to have to restart it again. You have to redo it all over again. And so I learned, well, maybe we should try to help them solve that problem. And so we started helping people with doing their tax returns every year, making sure that you're in compliance. And also when you get into a payment plan with the IRS, just when you get into a payment plan, it's not over. You're probably going to have to pay for 5 years or 6 years or 7 years. And something's going to happen in those 5 or 6 or 7 years. And you're going to be dealing with the IRS again. And so that's another thing, keeps us on board. We do your taxes. And if the IRS ever contacts you, we pick it up and fix it.
Right.
So sometimes they'll get you out of your payment plan for no reason at all. Or maybe there's some administrative reason that happens. I've had this happen where people are paying the IRS, and then they reach a time where they file their taxes late, and so they owe more money, and then the IRS sends them a note says, you know, we're canceling terminating your agreement.
So you have a small business, they pay you monthly. That
yes.
means that they can reach out to you at any point of the year, because
yes.
tax planning is not coming up with something on March 14th.
Exactly.
Tax planning, as you've drilled into me, is something that we should be doing all year round.
Yes, and also because the IRS is now in your life, if you're a small business owner, they're in your life all year round, not just at tax time, right? They're sending you notices. You're wondering what those notices are. How do I respond to this? And that's what we help people do.
And you got a new book.
I do have a new book coming out. The 1099 Guide.
The 1099 Guide.
Yeah, professional guide, yes.
Wait, that's the title? The 1099
professional
guide.
Yeah.
I've
done a lot of continuing education mm-hmm. for tax professionals and for attorneys. And so I took a lot of those classes and I made them into this book, because I talk a lot about 1099s and the different
You talk
types.
A lot, that yeah. is true. Oh, and about 1099s, yes, very good. How can people reach you, Stephen?
Okay, so if you own a small business, go to fightbacknow.com and get on my free daily email list. Again, doesn't cost, it's free. If you don't like it, cancel it. It doesn't cost anything. If you have a question, you can call me, 312-664-6649. Always happy to answer any questions about this. And, you know, I can't, when you call my office, if you say, you know, I heard him on the radio, they'll put you through to me. They'll set up a time for you, because it'd be terrible if I told you to call me and then I wouldn't take your call.
Yep. What's the number again?
312-664-6649.
Or fight back now.
Fightbacknow.com.